Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy news. Our efforts are paying off. The river is beginning to suffer. It breaks its banks, thrashing and flooding, lapping helplessly about our feet as we make our ride along its edge. It does, as it turns out, have some fight in it. It swallows one of our soldiers one night when his wandering footsteps take him too close to the water's edge. Gage and I don't stop the course. This fear, this panic, it shows we're on the right track.
We locate one stray worshiper, making prayer marks in the mud to a gray and drizzling dawn.
Another stray, betrayed by the first.
One teetering crab angel, lost in the reeds and caught in our spotlight's sudden glare, shrieking as its legs are cut out from underneath it.
When we make camp, Gage and I sit opposite one another in the darkness, our faces still slick with the blood of quarry, and we whisper our prayers and our visions back and forth, thrilling at how close we came as our rifles sang and our knives struck. Far to the north, in the darkness of the vault beneath our cabin, we are building our god, one trophy at a time. We've been building it all our lives. The beast does not exist yet. Not fully. We've been weaning it on flesh and spirit since we were small, my sibling and I. Ever since that first kid that we cornered out in the maize fields. A knife in Gage's hand, a hatchet in mine. A year or two older than us, taller and stronger than us. And yet, he wept when he saw the look in our eyes, and how nimbly we moved. Now that it feeds on God, it grows faster. And when we've gathered enough trophies, and the shape is at last complete, the darkness will shift, the long grass will part, and the newborn beast will stalk forth from the shadows upon its many legs, its mouth snapping in delight. It'll eat us first.
It'll welcome us in.
I shall be the savage crown of its teeth. Gage shall be the radiant jewels of its eyes. And together, we'll hunt quaking gods and men through an unready world.
Glotted Radio's Carly Cape. Just like you, I was born and raised in the Northwestern Territory. And just like you, I am deeply concerned about the impact of unsustainable sacrifice upon our local communities. That's why I'll be casting my seeds for Adjudicator Shrew during this dwindling Adjudicator Shrew has pledged to reduce industrial scale sacrifice by 7% by the end of the next financial year. They've also signed Hound Law to help stamp out all misidentification in the under 10s. In these uncertain times, the Northwest needs stability. Let Shrew do it for you again.
This promotion was produced and paid for by the Temerick Shrew re-election campaign. These are the Silk Firsters, and Adjudicator Shrew would like to thank the following disciples: Daphne Nitsuka, J.V. Hampton Van Sant, James J. Renman, Sarah Griffin, Oliver Smith, and Sina Breyer. For more information about non-binding pledges made by the Temerick Shrew re-election campaign,
ladies and gentlemen, I am extremely proud and extremely honored to call this meeting the first official war council for the re-election campaign of Adjudicator Shrew to order.
Simmer down, folks. Simmer down now. Save some of that enthusiasm for when I actually win the thing, hey? Okay. Jeff, Anna, the floor is yours.
We've got a packed agenda today, Adjudicator. I thought we could begin by taking a look at audience insight.
Who do we need to worry about?
We're looking at four serious candidates running against you right now. If the press picks up on the Jolly King Kipper scandal, we're down to three. Barbo is the only one you need to worry about.
Barbo, she's...
she's the one who's been clamoring for military retaliation against Nash.
Gunboat Barbo. Interesting times all around if she makes it to the legislatures.
Yeah, not on my fucking watch. Who's she paired with? A war god, right?
Most likely it'll be the unspeakable visage of the atrocious foe. Fair warning, they've got a lot of money to spend.
Huh? Fine. Fine. Okay, so who are we thinking for my pairing?
Adjudicator, I've prepared a short, video presentation on that exact topic, if you'd be willing to indulge me.
Fine. Play it.
Do you feel angry about the state of the world? Are you habitually frustrated by what you perceive as cruel or selfish behavior by those around you? Is your anger and frustration making you feel low, restless, and incapable of normal productivity? There is an answer. Try seeing things from another point of view. Join the Church of the Smiling and Head-Shaking Child upon the perfectly balanced scales today. The Smiling and Head-Shaking Child upon the perfectly balanced scales has eyes across every surface of his polished head so he can see things from every angle. The Smiling and Head-Shaking Child upon the perfectly balanced scales has one gaping mouth at the very top of his head, and he has an answer for everything.
Let accommodation be found.
Why is the smiling child always smiling? Because he knows. You'll be happier once you've seen things from both sides.
The Church of the Balanced Scales have won paired victories for candidates in Southeast, Glottage Central, and right here in Glottage West 16 times out of the 30 in the past 20 years. They're a surefire winner at any debate.
Have you actually stepped out of your house recently, Jeff? Nobody has patience for this kind of thing anymore. The peninsula's divided. We're broke. Nash is outperforming us on trade, on gods, on everything they turn their hands to. Our people want us to demonstrate strength and leadership. They want an actual direction on where we go from here. How do you legislate on current issues with a god like the scales? How do you take a perfectly balanced view when the question on everyone's mind is about whether we should literally be going to war with our closest neighbor?
Well, that'd be...
in favor.
Right. You're in favor of the war, but you regret that it's necessary and you have some serious concerns about how it's being conducted. It's the head-shaking part. It's in the video.
But I'm strongly against the war, Jeff. I don't want the war to happen.
Strongly doesn't work for this god.
No. No, I know. I know it doesn't. Scrap it. This god needs to stand for me as a candidate, folks. It needs to actually speak to my values. It needs to speak to my policies. It's not just free cash this time around. We need to make the right choice. I'm thinking we draft in the saint.
The saint electorate doesn't get involved in local elections.
Or wars.
Yeah, but we've got a big river. Why can't we build her another dam?
Her people will say no.
Two dams!
Afraid not, Adjudicator.
Well, shit. What else do we have, then? Anna, ideas?
Yeah, I think I've got something. You ever hear of the Noose of Twinning Throats, Adjudicator?
I mean, the name doesn't...
I know, the name isn't ideal. But it's this tradition, see? In a village somewhere in the eastern reaches of the territory, where my folks grew up, I've got the name in my notes. A young couple's getting married, and you drape the noose over both their necks. The god blesses the union, and the noose miraculously tightens. It's about harmoniousness. It's about two people, two nations, coming together. We get a photo of you and a Neshite delegate, both of your throats in the noose, smiling and handshaking. We ask Barbeau to come out and put her head in the noose with you. She does it. She's ceding to your photo opportunity. She refuses. Hey, what's she so afraid of? Not wanting to stick her head in the noose with you?
Okay. Yeah, what's the RSO like?
That's what I like about them. Not even a particularly hungry god. They haven't exceeded their annual sacrificial targets once in the past 3 years. How many prisoners have the balanced scales carved a bunch of eye holes into during all that time?
You're asking our candidate to put their neck into a noose. It's a PR disaster waiting to happen.
No, I like it. Can we change the name, though, or is that going to piss off a bunch of local priests? Because I don't like the name.
The lover's knot. The harmonious tangle. Sure, we can make something that works.
Exactly. Maybe we think of it as a wreath rather than a noose.
I'll get on to our people in the territory about buying them out. We'll have the altar in this office by the middle of next week.
If you're running for re-election alongside a god of peace adjudicator, sooner or later, one of your opponents is going to ask you about the small private army you've got raising their way down the banks of the White Gull.
Mercer and Gage. You think that looks bad? They're rooting out that false faith river god. You told me that that's what the people wanted to see. Revenge for...
Bellwethers.
Revenge for Bellwethers, yes. We take care of the problem. These rumors about Neshite involvement go away. Barbeau loses her platform. You told me that.
I did, Adjudicator, yes. But you need to remember, it's been months now. The longer this goes on, the less you look like an agent of justice, the more it starts to look like, hey, either the renegades have help from abroad, or Adjudicator Shrew doesn't know what they're doing. I also understand there's been some provable collateral.
Has there?
Somewhat more than we hoped for. It may be affecting polling in the northern reaches.
Fuck! Okay, look, how quickly can they finish this up? Think they can bring the Trollerman's oilskin by the time the campaign momentum gets going? Because if they can do that, we don't have a problem. Anna, do we even know what they've been doing?
We've only had sporadic contact these past few weeks. They're really out in the wilds now. Not much of a signal. I have left the messages.
Get through to them. One way or another, we're going to set up a meeting. Jeff, you saddle up the motorcade, and someone fetch me a map. It sounds like we're going to need to see the constituents.
Western Territory, and just like you, I'm deeply concerned. Unsustainable sacrifices are local communities.
Carl, cast it lightly.
We're so glad you could join us at such short notice. Just wait one second, please, both of you. We're getting a few pictures.
A sainted current, get the bib off me. Ridiculous.
And you can tell anybody who needs to know, I've eaten at this diner ever since I was a child, because I grew up in this territory, and my pal Johnson makes the best damn lobster barbecue up and down the White Gull. You can put that on the sign, Johnson. Ah! Maestros, come over, sit with me in the booth, both of you. You hungry? Crab, shrimp, all the fresh harvest of the river, they can fix you a plate.
Best not. We came from upriver.
I'm not following. What does she mean?
Everything we put in the water, the currents carry it down.
Ah. So, what exactly have you been putting out? A little space for a private conversation, please, folks.
All right, clear out of here, everybody!
Let me be very clear with you both, so there can be absolutely no doubt. We love the work you're doing, but you need to finish it up or tone it down.
You told us to chorus for a river god, Politico.
To pull the nails of his worship free from his fingers. To upend roots, to tear the knowledge of the faith from the heart of the land. We've been doing all of that and more.
See, it's the more that's the problem, really. We were hoping you'd have rooted out the faith by now. Struck at the very heart of it. Captured a few of its high priests. Instead, you're still on the outskirts, burning villages, killing fishing folk. And these people, you know, they weren't actively responsible for bellwethers. They're not personally to blame.
This is how you kill a god. It lives in the memory of its faithful. It takes time.
Yes. But you understand that before you unmask a member of the faithful, which you've done so very effectively, that person is a constituent. You know, keep striking out at individual renegades without capturing the ringleaders, without striking some kind of final victory that can be shared with the press, and all you're really doing is killing off voters. Do you see? I suppose what I'm saying is, we don't need you to actually kill this god so much as give the impression that you've done so.
Certainly seems like you didn't think this through.
It's not that we didn't think this through. It's more that the circumstances have changed. And this hunt of yours has taken longer than we'd hoped. We didn't know that your services would still be required this close to the election, and of course we had no way of knowing that hostilities with the Linger Straits would be such a hot-button issue, and, that is not a criticism. Absolutely not criticizing. We're just, if you're not going to be able to finish this quickly, I need you to keep things on an even keel, just for a while.
On an even keel.
Just, if you're going to keep doing what you're doing, and I understand that this is what we have hired you to do, I do, it can't come back to me in the minds of the public. And if it does come back to me, it needs to be something that nobody could possibly have a complaint about. Does that make sense?
You want us to conduct inoffensive killings.
Yes! Precisely! Okay. One of my aides, I think it was Jeff, was saying maybe we could just peacefully shuffle the Trawler Man's people down south to lower stretches of the White Gull. Yeah? Drive them down to the Midwestern Territory. Once they're there, we don't need to worry about them. Or you find an even worse god. Something small, maybe, you know, buried out in the sticks. Nasty little cult. Something people will be glad to see the back of. My people can work with that. Or, you know, hell! You take some time off! Enjoy the sights of the territory!
The beast that stalks in the long grass has called for this god. You told us to seek it. We bled the marks on stone and skull, and we made our vow at your command. What has begun cannot be stopped.
Inoffensive killings. Okay? That's all I'm asking for. That's fair. Isn't it?
All right. We'll go south.
Thank you. Thank you. That is appreciated. Was there anything else?
The villagers upriver say there's going to be a war with the people across the water.
Not if I can help it, believe me. That's exactly what I'm trying to prevent. What exactly are they saying?
Some don't understand why. Some are old enough to have their own reasons for hate. Some are foolish enough to believe wild stories. But most of them are excited. They're losing the battle against the land out here. They're running out of sacrifices. They think this might change something.
Well, now you understand how important our mission is here, don't you? We're going to track down the real ringleaders. We're going to put a stop to it.
You won't be able to stop it, Politico. How could you?
Excuse me? What did she mean by that? What did she mean by that?
We'd best get back to the march. Nice to see you again, Adjudicator.
Yeah? You too. Stink's gonna be with me for days, like bathing with a litter of fucking foxes. Like they've passed something on to me, you know?
At least you made them see reason, Adjudicator.
Yeah, I suppose I did. Sort of gave them the old rolled up newspaper to the nose, didn't I? All right, what's next?
We're going to lay a wreath outside of Bellwether's this afternoon. Well, outside the Miraculous Zone, don't worry. And then tomorrow, we're heading back to Glottage.
Bellwethers. I swear, how many towns have we lost in the polluted lands over the years? What about the islands off the northern coast? Why are we being asked to pretend this one matters so damn much? That's what I want to know.
You can't talk like that, Adjudicator.
I know. Tomorrow, though, I'm thinking we need to strike a more positive note. Show the world my roots in this territory. I did grow up here, after all. Let's not forget that. So, maybe tomorrow, we don't go home. Instead, I set up another photo call. I go fishing.
Jolly King Kipper scandal.
That can't be allowed to ruin the very notion of fish, though. I mean, Anna, what do you think about...
Fuck!
What?
See those cars that just went by? That's Barbeau's motorcade. She's come out here, too. They're going to the same diner.
But they'll run our story, right? Because we were there first. Won't they?
I told you we should have given them a bigger plate. All-you-can-eat lobster. Fill the frame.
Oh, come on. You want them to throw up all over that ridiculous bib? I didn't know she'd be here, too.
Folks, listen,
we're turning
folks.
Back, Adjudicator. You're going to need to eat some
you
more.
You want to run right into Barbeau now, in front of the cameras.
What's happening?
There's something blocking the road, Adjudicator.
It looks like a tree fell down. Would Do we call somebody to get it taken down, or just my office, probably, right?
Flip for it?
No. No, you always win. I'll go take a look. Just, be ready to move fast, please. There's someone trapped under the tree! Sir, are you okay?
I need your help.
He needs help.
Hold me close.
What? What did you say to me?
Hold me close and make me whole.
What just happened?
It's an attack!
What happened to Anna?
We're under attack! Shit! There's more of them in the road behind us!
Well, she just...
Adjudicator! Adjudicator, I need you to put these headphones on.
What?
Get these headphones on. Don't take them off. Don't listen to what they're saying.
Emergency anti-prayer tape has been activated. Please remain calm. Do not switch off the tape until the emergency has passed.
Trees! I can't stop thinking about them. I don't think I've ever been truly happy before.
Jeff, what are you saying?
Go! Do you hear me? Just get out of here! Go! Get lost, you stupid, slick, empty suit! Be gone! That's it! Go!
Is Dragon and Burden's way. Darling, tell me about your day.
Yes. Yes, I will. Oh, I've been waiting for you so long. Come here now. Come here.
I'm not gonna listen.
Rewinding. Please stand by.
I'd like to express my sincere thanks to the emergency services for coming to my rescue and for their courageous efforts in detonating the final saints without further loss of life. My sincere thoughts and sympathies, too, are with the families of my staff who gave their lives heroically and without hesitation to help me get to safety. As I am sure you can understand, I'll be taking some time off from the campaign trail to recover.
Adjudicator Shrew, may the Herald's wrath strike down the low-rate reportage of the courier. Can you tell us any more about your attackers?
It seems likely at this point that the attackers did come from the Linger Straits across the border. What we don't know is whether the individuals were acting alone, or whether they did, as is rumored, have some help. As before, I urge all of you to remain calm and not to jump to any conclusions.
May the Herald's pathetic circulation diminish and the courier's lantern rise in turn. Adjudicator, has this changed your position on the need for stronger action against Nesh?
Listen to me now. Just listen. The people of the Northwestern Territory are my people. I grew up there. My family grew up there. So long as I represent them, my sworn duty is to support their petitions, to listen to their needs, but also to be honest with them when I think we might be going down a bad road. There's something in the air right now. I recognize that. We've got too much history, us and the CLS, and it's hard to let go when so much has built up between us over the centuries. I know. It's hard. We're all looking for answers. I recognize that. We're all hurt. But I hear this talk of another war. This chatter of fresh outrages that must be avenged and old insults that cannot be endured spewing from somewhere underneath our feet. And I think it's not going to be like last time, folks. I've seen that for myself. It's just not. It's not softness. It's not disloyalty to point out that this is a fight we're not going to win. And I am frightened, profoundly frightened, that all this saber-rattling, all this anger, is going to bear us someplace we can't come back from. My people and I were attacked yesterday, not anyone else. Not Ms. Barbo, or her friends, or anyone else who's got a bone to pick with Nesh. My people. And I'll take that hurt on. I'll take that indignity and that loss. I'll find a way to live with it and bear it as best I can. If it'll stop that hurt being passed on in turn. That's all I have to say.
If war is declared, Adjudicator, do you still think you're the right candidate to represent the Northwestern Territory?
If it comes to it, and I still very firmly hope that it doesn't, I have a strong relationship with the militarized faiths of the peninsula. They obviously have a great deal of history in my territory, and I have a great deal of respect for them. I know we can work together.
Which faiths in particular, Adjudicator? Who are you paired with?
I've been developing some pairings with fresh, exciting new faiths, and I think can really do a lot for the people of this territory, such as the Noose of the Twin Throats. It's really clever conceptually, this sort of hanging god, and I don't have those notes with me. I'm done.
Would-be Adjudicator Barbeau was all smiles today as she posed for photographs from the control station of an iron cormorant, responding to suggestions from the public that the Battle Saints could be reactivated and pressed into service to defend our northern borders against the Linger Strength. Next up, after these messages, Simeon Roy's classic crooner, One Glimpse of You and I Lost My Eye.
Turn the radio off. Please.
Star of...
We need to keep our eyes open.